Joining me live in studio today is James Arbazu and Lauren Preston with the the Salt River Arts Society that oversees the Afton Ford Theater and the big Star Valley Gala for the Arts is this upcoming Saturday. James, Lauren, good morning. How are you guys today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, appreciate you stopping in studio today to tell us about this great event. James, let's start with you and the Salt River Arts Society. This is kind of the big, big fundraiser for you guys to help with renovations at the Ford, right?
Yes, yes. So, yeah, the Salt River Arts Society, like you said, we've been working at getting events in the Ford and doing our best to renovate it. And in the past, we got grants and donations to upgrade our sound system. We got exciting news this January that we were able to get another grant, and we've also had a very sizable donation to help us redo the facade. And so the new news, of course, is that grant. So it also will help us with some needed repairs on the roof and some drainage problems that we're having. So that's a big relief for us. So
I think when people hear that you're going to be able to redo the facade, I think there's a lot of cheering happening.
Yes.
Yes. And so it was, I know when you and I first talked, when you guys took over management of the Ford Theater through this, the Art Society, that was kind of the big one.
Yeah,
something you really wanted to do. It's got to be cool to see it come around.
I didn't think that it would happen anywhere close to this soon. This is it's awesome to see the community come together to support it. So
great. So this grant that you got, does it need to be matched?
It does need to be matched.
Okay.
And it doesn't. It's the grant that we got was specifically for the architecture and the engineering as well as the repairs. So it's going to help us prepare for the actual the facade, but the donations that we've gotten in the past have can't be applied to the match. So we do have to match the $35,000 grant to be able to get that done. So
thus the gala. All right, so Lauren, let's talk about this. I understand you've kind of spearheaded the effort to put this all together. How did this idea come about? Is this something you've done before?
Well, I've definitely thrown a fair few parties before, but basically I just kind of, I came into an opportunity to be able to have a little bit of free time this winter, and I was kind of looking at the winter and thinking, gosh, I would just love to have a really fun excuse to dress up in February. And also being introduced to the Ford Theater, primarily being introduced to the Ford Theater, and just this wonderful opportunity to have this culture and art within the community, by the community, for the community.
That's very cool.
And I think it's just a really, really fantastic cause that really could use a little bit of life breathed into it. And this is something that I felt I could do. And so far, everything has just been so wonderful and falling into place with generous donations for amazing silent auction items. Everything from helicopter rides to beautiful fine art to, a really cool sound bar from AV Fanatics. It's like, $600 item. Just the generosity of this community has blown me away.
That's very cool. So you mentioned obviously the silent auction is part of this. Tell us about the details of the event and what's going to happen that night.
Okay. So the event is on this coming Saturday at the Alpine Civic Center. And basically, from the moment you walk in, the whole space is completely transformed into this 1920s sort of frivolous decadence. Really, really fun. There's two stages with nonstop entertainment from local artists and vocalists and instrumentalists, and it's and we'll have past hors d'oeuvres and drinks. And then Stuffed Catering has donated a delicious meal for us. And there's going to be games. There's also going to be a sort of murder mystery escape room kind of thing for people who want to do that, sort of with clues hidden throughout the throughout the venue. And, yeah, a bunch of other games. And it's... Yeah, it'll be a lot of and a professional photo booth.
Oh, nice.
With a professional photographer there to take shots of you and your friends just being, you know, in the roaring 20s. And it's not necessarily, you don't have to dress up in 20s theme. A lot of people are. But as far as the dress code, what I've been saying is, as long as you feel absolutely fabulous in what you're in, you are perfect for the event.
I like that a lot. In studio this morning is Lauren Preston and James Arbizu talking about the Star Valley Gala for the Arts happening this upcoming Saturday, 6:00 p.m. at the Alpine Civic Center. Tell us how people get tickets and to get part to get into this event.
Yeah, so tickets are available at saltriverarts.com/gala. So that's SALTRIVERARTS.
Yes, and if you're interested, you don't want to miss this, because we do have some potential drawings for the facade of what it might look like, and we're going to be unveiling that at the Gala for the Arts. So come out and see what the future holds for our downtown.
And that's be part cool. of making it happen.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. So so just to reiterate what you just said, you're unveiling an artist rendering this
yes,
Saturday.
Yes, we have two artist renderings of potential facades right now, and I got to see them last night, and it was very exciting to see the potential drawn out for the Ford Theater. So
you didn't bring me a sneak peek.
Oh no. You got to come to the gala, man.
Yeah.
You're holding me to it. I like it.
And part of being, you know, being here at this first annual Gala for the Arts is knowing that you are part of history. You are part of, you know, bringing this historic building that's been a part of our community since 1935, is it?
Correct.
And bringing it into, you know, this whole new part of its life that serves the community, and being at the first gala and being able to tell your friends, hey, I was there. And you know, I think it's just going to get more and more popular and be, you know, sort of life of its own. So come right. be a part of it.
I love the event. You guys have done such a great job with this event. You've done a great job with the Ford Theater. The events that have been happening there and the renovations, it's been so needed. So great job. Thank you very much. The Gala for the Arts. It all goes to renovations at the Ford Theater facade. They'll unveil the artist renderings as part of this event, 6:00 p.m. at the Alpine Civic Center this Saturday. All kinds of activities happening, and tickets, remind us, tickets at the door, or do they have to get them in advance?
Salt River Arts Society is where you can buy them.
Yes, so it's saltriverarts.com/gala. And also I should mention that the tickets include dinner, but they also include three drinks, and then you can buy more at the event.
Okay.
Or you can transfer your drink chips to games or silent auction or anything like that.
Excellent. All right. Anything we missed about this event or upcoming events at the Ford?
Oh, if there's a lot going on, so if you're interested in other events, take a look online. So we've got stuff almost every week this spring.
Excellent. That again, James Arbizu and Lauren Preston, the Star Valley Gala for the Arts this Saturday. It's all part of the weekday wake-up on the SVI Radio Network.